Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The U.S.-Israel relations also under the spotlight, not just the South African U.S. relations, but it is interesting to see and to try and figure out why Netanyahu actually was visiting the United States. Was it really about tariffs? I don't know. I thought they could have had that conversation in a Zoom call. Is there more to it that we don't know? Well, Lieutenant Colonel Morris Hirsch, he's from the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs. He's a former director of the military prosecutions for Judea and Samaria. A very good morning. Apologies for our internet issues that we were having earlier. How are you doing?
No problem. All is good. Good morning.
Good morning. So just I find it, I keep thinking, what was this conversation and what was this meeting really about? Was it about the tariffs? Was it about Iran, Turkey, the next hostage deal? Give us your thoughts.
So I would like to believe that that Prime Minister Netanyahu didn't travel all the way to Washington to discuss the tariffs and the tariffs alone. I believe that it probably the discussions did include much more substantive issues. If you remember that just prior to the visit, there was discussion that the Trump administration would be potentially opening a round of discussions, whether direct or indirect, with the Iranian regime to see if some type of an agreement could be reached before exploring the other options. So on the one hand, I would assume that the discussion covered the area of Iran, the latest developments and update from both sides as to where each one is standing and how they see the situation developing. I think the other really substantive subject is Syria and Turkey. As we know, Syria, we got rid of Bashar al-Assad and his family and really the remnants of that really violent regime. But we are now faced with an ex-Al-Qaeda ISIS leader trying to present himself as a reformed terrorist in a suit, but never really rejecting his older values and principles. And into that entire salad, really, comes as well Tayyip Erdogan from Turkey, with very hostile comments against Israel. His stance against Israel over the last, I think probably 10 years, has been very, very negative. And he's really trying to infiltrate into Syria and put up his bases there. This creates a definite problem for Israel. Turkey, as we know, is a member of NATO. And if we find ourselves having to strike at Turkey, it could be interpreted as a strike on NATO. And so it's a very, very delicate situation. And I think that one of the statements of President Trump really does expose the cards where he said that any type of problem with Erdogan, he can sort out for
Israel. Yeah, that was a very strange. And he says he likes him, you know, he's a clever guy. What was that about?
I think it's exactly that. I think Erdogan is posing himself and positioning himself as a threat to Israel, supporting the fanatical Sunni forces within Syria. And there is a definite fear that Israel will need to act and act swiftly against that threat. And Erdogan has to know that that he's possibly endangering the entire NATO alliance because of his actions and because of his continued support for terror.
What I don't understand is every time even Iran becomes slightly offended, they run to the United Nations and they complain to the United Nations that, you know, this is a threat. And that is, ironically, why doesn't Israel take Erdogan and the United Nations, and Turkey to the United Nations for some of these comments and statements that Erdogan is making?
I think it's very, I would like to believe, at least from my point of view, I don't know about official Israel, I would like to believe it's because that Israel has absolutely zero, if not less than that, respect for the UN or belief in the UN system. When Israel tries to bring up subjects, very banal subjects. For example, let's declare the organization that carried out the October 7 massacre as a terrorist organization. Hamas is a terrorist organization. They butchered, murdered, tortured, beheaded, and they should be designated as a terrorist organization. The UN hasn't done that, hasn't gone there, and are refusing to do that. If you remember, back in 2018, then UN US UN ambassador promoted designation of Hamas as a terrorist organization, and the US, so it really doesn't have anything to in the UN if
All right. Unfortunately, the line has just told us that they are boss. Unfortunately, we can't hear. It's not a great line at all. That is where we're going to leave it. That was Lieutenant Colonel in Reserves Maurice Hirsch from the Jerusalem Center for Security Foreign Affairs. He is the former director of the Military Prosecution for Judea and Samaria, director of JCPA, talking to us about U.S.-Israel relations and the real reason that Netanyahu visited Washington. What do you think? Why do you think he went there? What was this meeting really about?